Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is this Darian?
It is.
Hello, Darian. It's Cyrus. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing really good. Doing really good. Looking forward to speaking with you. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
So, you know, we here in the South, we love our sweet tea, so I think this is going to be a great story for our listening audience on the radio side. But also I love the fact how you've been able to expand on the brand. So we'll talk about that as well, Darian, and what it's been like for you to see the response there. At the end of the segment, of course, we'll remind our audience how they can be able to stay connected to you and everything, given about the website, of course, and social as well. Darian, I did want to ask you a question, though. The Y'all Sweet Tea that is on Amazon, that is yours, right?
Yes, there's multiple. The listing that has the majority of the reviews, that one's ours. There are a couple people who've bought it and got it on Amazon without our permission that we're working monthly to get all of those taken down.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But, yes, awesome. We do sell on Amazon, and it is us, and was doing well on Amazon.
Awesome, love that. And the sweet meat that's on Amazon, that's yours as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the reason why I'm asking, and Zach may have told you, I actually have I'm an Amazon live streamer as well, so we had gotten some of the product to showcase on our show. I just wanted to make sure that we had the right
cool.
the right listing.
I wanted to ask
as well. Well, good,
yeah,
man. Well,
no, I appreciate you asking.
Oh, of course. Well, look, I appreciate it. And it is pronounced Darian. Is that correct?
Yes, you got it right.
Awesome. Okay, man. Well, thanks again. We'll go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live.
For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, is joining us online worldwide, thanks to our friends at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I've been looking forward to this next guest because he's not only been able to find success as an entrepreneur with a great product, but also been able to give back in big ways along the way. We're excited to welcome Darian Craig to our broadcast today. Darian is the founder of Y'all Sweet Tea. I want to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to start with one product and to see all the success and growth, but also why it's been so important for him to be able to not only to give back, but also to show other people what's possible when it comes to their own entrepreneurial journey. If you guys are not following Y'all Sweet Tea online, we will let you guys know where to find them, as well as how you can be able to get it for yourself. Darian, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited, and like you said, I think it's a perfect platform to talk about Y'all Sweet Tea.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And, you know, here on the radio side, I'm located in Mississippi. We're celebrating our 21st year here on the radio here in Mississippi. But, of course, we have our worldwide audience as well. And, Darian, what I thought was so interesting when I was prepping for this segment, I went back when I was prepping and I watched your YouTube video that you have on your channel, and you were just talking about how it all began. What has that been like for you to kind of think about how this all started and where you are today?
Man, it's an awesome story, and, you know, looking back on it is something that's very special. You know, like you said, we're in the South. We grew up on sweet tea. We say the word y'all, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 times a day just organically. So I had the idea to start a tea company and name it Y'all Sweet Tea just because that's the most Southern drink and the most Southern word that we could name it. And it just started small, man. I think that's the most important thing that I've tried to explain to people and to try to inspire other people is, yes, it's big now and they're splashy and we have all this big Facebook following and all of these things, but it started in my Nana's kitchen. I would go to Walmart and buy the sugar and the tea off the shelf at Walmart and just make it. And we would literally travel down the mountain from where my Nana Papa live at and sell it at the pumpkin patch. And it was just a small thing. We made a couple $100, you know, on the weekend, and I had big dreams for it, but I didn't see, there was never a clear path from the days that we were selling it as a liquid tea until where we're at now. That wasn't a clear roadmap. And so it's like you learn skills along the way to allow you to take that next step. And I talked about building, before you take the next step, building a foundation. So it's like doing research on, well, I have an idea that I want to do this. Well, do enough research on that next step so that when you take it, it's not just like aimlessly taking a step into hoping something works, but you've actually done some homework and are confident in that next step. So that's really been what we've done to go from selling and making a couple $100 at an event to now we're a national brand competing with some of the biggest brands in this industry is just having visions and knowing that they're possible to chase. And your big dreams I talk about this all the time, but your dreams are a lot closer to you than what you think they are if you just start taking action on them.
Right. Well, you bring up a really good point, Darian, and thank you so much for sharing that backstory because I get so pumped up by these stories because it reminds us all of what's possible, right? And I think for so many people, and as the old saying goes, you know, everything is impossible until it's done, right? So I guess an obvious question would be is, what gave you the courage to do it? Because, you know, there are so many people who have an idea that's as far as it goes. What is it that gave you the courage to say, you know what, I have this idea and I'm going to go for it?
I get asked this question a lot, and I think it goes back to two things. Is my mom, I was raised I've got both my parents still, but we were raised with my mom and had four siblings, and I saw the work that she put in to provide for us. She was very young too. And so like she would work two jobs and get home and always had food cooked for us, no matter if she didn't have the money to be doing it, but she is like, she always provided. And no matter how big the challenge was in front of her, is like she figured out a way to get it done. And so once I grew up and had this business idea and this like thing that I wanted to do, I actually had just gotten fired from a job. And so I realized that day I never wanted to work for anyone ever again. And then I saw my mom and I was like, I want to chase this and I want to make it happen no matter what, the same way that I saw her doing that back when we were kids. And I think that's really what made that fire burn. Like that's what fueled the fire, I guess, is like odds were against my mom too. You know, when we were young and she was very young, like I said, and it's like the odds were against her, but she did, you know, she was able to provide for us and really teach us a lot of life lessons. The odds are against everyone who's wanting to chase their dreams. But I think it's like taking that first step, getting the self-confidence of if somebody else can do it, I can do it too. And I think that at its core is what made me want to chase it, is like, well, if other people can do it, why can't I? And then you just start building confidence in yourself. And I think that's a deadly combination when you can put those two things together.
Right. Such a great thing and such a great reminder, I think, for all of our audience. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Darian Craig to our broadcast today. Darian is the founder of Y'all Sweet Tea, but it has grown to be so much bigger than Sweet Tea. And Darian, I want to talk to you about that. I mean, was that the vision initially on the brand, or was it just to make the best sweet tea that you could?
It started out as make the best sweet tea we could, but I also knew I had this vision for all different kinds of things. Anything that the word y'all made sense to go on, I had an idea that I wanted to do a lot of different things. And the cool thing is I have the original business plan that I drew up, where it was just a very rough chart that I drew out, and y'all brands was at the very top of that, and below it was just this all of these arms and branches of different things I had ideas on. But man, I think at the end of the day, once we came up with a really good sweet tea and we knew that it was selling, it's like, it just makes sense to sell our customers other things as long as we can put the quality first. So the first thing that we did away from sweet tea was seasonings. So like all of our influencers who are making, you know, tea videos online, they're cooking something. Majority of the time they're cooking something before that. So, you know, she may make a fried chicken recipe, but then make sweet tea at the end. Well, what if she could season her chicken that she was going to fry with one of our seasonings? Well, it makes a lot of sense for content purposes. So that's really what fueled it. But most importantly was we had to keep the quality as high as we could, because our audience is majority Southern, majority is over the age of 55, and majority female. So I think about someone like my Nana. She fits all of those criteria. My Nana, if it's not good, she will tell you straight up, this ain't good. And so I know that that's the majority of our of the ladies in the South. They'll tell you how it is, and if they like it, they're going to be very loyal. So we just knew that out of the gate, and I think that's what we focused on. It's like, let's make a quality seasoning line. And if everyone likes it, you know, our customers are so loyal that they would definitely share it with other people. And we've seen that happen over many SKUs now that we've been able to launch.
Yeah. So let's talk about impact, because, I mean, you started off with this as you were sharing your journey about not working for anyone else, you know, being able to start this brand with Y'all Sweet Tea. What has it been like for you to see not only the impact it's had? I mean, you mentioned, of course, the audience, but also the way you've been able to turn around, Darian, and then give back along the way because of this brand.
The impact's really cool. Like the coolest thing is we're from a tiny town. I know you're from, you said South Mississippi. We're from a tiny town in just north of Birmingham in Alabama. And so everyone around here just sees us as this cool company that's like a local thing, and they see our buildings and think it's neat. But it's crazy how impactful we are across the entire country now. Our number one selling state is Texas, Alabama's second, but we're shipping tea every single day to almost all 50 states every single day. And so the national reach is really, really cool to be able to see a customer who said that, you know, she's 75 years old, and for the first 70 years of her life, she's drank nothing but Lipton tea. And now we have fully convinced her, and she does nothing but drink y'all sweet tea from now on. To hear those kind of testimonial stories, which we have thousands of, is probably the most special thing, because you're breaking a tradition. And I think that's something that's very tough to do. I mean, you know how it is. When we go to a family gathering, a cookout or a barbecue, whatever, like, there's one kind of sweet tea that's going to be drank, and you know who's making it already. Before, you already know who's making the sweet tea for 4th of July, and it's February. Like, we already know. And so to be able to break those traditions, especially in the South, is a big deal. And for it to be sweet tea is probably the biggest deal. So that's very special. And then just giving back is, I mean, it fits how I think how we were raised in the South. Like, it's you know, your neighbors help so much growing up, small town stuff. You go ask your neighbor for a cup of milk so we can get a recipe done for dinner or whatever it was. And I think, like, you're taught at such an early age in the South, love your neighbor and all those kind of, like, small life lessons. But as you grow up,
right,
I want to do the same thing now. It's the same thing. It's just on a bigger platform. So we did a sponsorship of, like, our high school, the local high school that we went to. We sponsored the basketball team and gave every single high school student free pizza for the night if they would just come to the game and watch the game. And I think that was really cool for us, just give back to the community. We packed this gym out, and it was cool to see all these kids in the same spot we were standing in 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and just little things like that. We've done a bunch of giving back to the community, but I think, to answer your question, it comes from just how we were raised.
Got you. And I think that is a cool thing. Now, you referenced this earlier about, you know, even as part of the brand, the seasonings. So I was really curious about this because, you know, I'm a pretty simple guy, Darian. I don't venture out much. But when I was seeing some of the types of seasoning that you have, lime pepper, one that's totally new to me, everything bagel. Talk to us about what that's been like for you to experiment with, about the seasonings and the type of seasonings you decided to create.
So the seasonings were a lot of fun, just because it's fun doing something new. So we started out with tea, and then the step into seasonings was totally new because there's so many different, you know, people have so many different flavor palettes, and you may think something is delicious, and I may think that same thing is terrible. And that's one of the unique things about seasonings, is you're not going to be able to make one thing to make everyone happy. And so I think that's probably the most fun thing, is that there's so many different perspectives about what is good. And then it also allowed us to just play in a bunch of different flavors. We knew we wanted to go wide with seasonings. We didn't just want to have one or two. I think now we've got 9 seasonings. And,
wow,
man, it's been a ton of fun just to be able to, like, what do I use at home? What is, you know, some of our coworkers, what do they use at home? And then can we make our own version of that tastes really good? And that's been the inspiration for a lot of it. And honestly, some of it has even been, I tasted this back in the day at this restaurant, but the restaurant's closed. So how can we recreate that flavor from an old restaurant? That's happened 2 or 3 times with our seasonings. And I think that's one of the most fun things we've been able to do, is like our Southern Secret. That's one of them that's everyone's favorite. It was a similar recipe to a restaurant that closed down, and now it's our top seller, but it's like we recreated a flavor that that local people here used to know about, and they loved it for a reason. It's really, really good.
Oh, man. Well, such a great thing and such a great conversation with you, Darian. I'm so glad to have a chance to have you on the program. Again, everyone, Darian Craig has been our guest. Darian is the founder of Y'all Sweet Tea, but as you can see, it really has grown into a brand that people literally around the country have come to enjoy. You all can be able to get it for yourself by going to the website, yallsweettea.com. Again, that's yallsweettea.com. For those joining us on the radio side, we'll put it on our Facebook page. For those joining us, though, for iHeart and Amazon Music, we'll make sure that we link it up for the podcast for you guys as well. Darian, I really appreciate you stopping by and looking forward to having you on the program again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having us on. And, yeah, all of the listeners, we appreciate, you know, the taste of sweet tea is good everywhere. So hopefully y'all grab a bag on Amazon. And that Southern Secret is also on Amazon. It's really good too. So hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening. Cyrus, thanks for having me on, and we'll definitely be talking again soon.
All right. Looking forward to it, man. Appreciate that. Definitely want to thank our friend Zach Tepperman of ZT PR for setting up this chat with us for today as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.